MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovard. The Rodoso Fire Department will be conducting the regularly scheduled test of the emergency sirens at 5 p.m. on Monday. These tests are routinely scheduled for 5 p.m. on the 1st and 15th of each month. And according to the Cloudcroft Reader, newly graduated officer Allie Manzo announced she has resigned from the Cloudcroft PD to join the Otero County Sheriff's Office, saying the decision came after conversations with her family. She expressed gratitude toward Cloudcroft Village Council and said she will have more jurisdiction around Cloudcroft and Highway 82. After Manzo's departure, the village has no police officers on staff. The New Mexico Environment Department's new regulations are targeting 16 facilities across the state, informing those facilities they need to cut back emissions to meet new standards. Facilities on the list include power stations, chemical processing plants, and oil and gas facilities, ranging from the Four Corners to the southeast part of the state, with the goal to reduce more than 23,000 tons of pollution in 9 areas, including Carlsbad Caverns National Park.
The areas that we selected, you know, Bandelier, Bosque de la Paz, Carlsbad Caverns, Gila Wilderness, there's a reason why these lands are protected by the federal government because they have special natural and cultural values.
NMED Environmental Protection Division Director Michelle Miano said, the NMED say they don't expect any facilities to have a problem complying and meeting the new standards. And don't miss Nutcracker Live, starring the Rodoso Academy of Dance at 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday at the Spencer Theater. Contact the Spencer Theater for more information. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.